Hello, everybody. This is Pops and JKT from Black Mike Studio in Northeastern Pennsylvania. I hope everybody has a good week.
Valentine's Day is tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's
actually tomorrow because we're doing this on Thursday. We're
doing stuff tomorrow. We're taking mom out.
Yeah, right.
And then my girlfriend's coming over till like, I'm going to say 5 until her parents
pick it up, yeah. Right? So, and we're going to the movies. And
now, what are we seeing? Do we have any idea?
No, we have no idea what we're seeing.
We'll have to talk about mom about that tonight. We'll figure out what we're going to see tomorrow.
I know, we're going to have to. So, we're going to go for breakfast and just have a good day out. So,
a day in general.
Right. So,
what do we start off with?
Well, what happened in news this week?
You know, I'm so used to going on that for the news. I can't do that. So
I know what. Oh, that guy got caught. Well, he died. A doctor, I forget what state he was in, and they found 2,400 fetuses. He was an abortion doctor. I don't know why he was saving them, but
he
was. When they cleaned out the garage, they found them. So.
That's disgusting. All right, what's trending on Twitter?
That little girl they found that was missing, and they found her dead, which is a shame. So, a lot of perverts out there. You got to just be careful. Watch your kids. So.
What the fuck?
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't curse. But, so, the Harriet Tubman debit card exists, but the Wakanda Forever rides are unintentional. So, in the movie Black Panther, they do this, which means Wakanda Forever for the country. And the card looks like Harriet Tubman doing it.
Who's Harriet Tubman?
Harriet Tubman's a person in history that would go and save slaves.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's a hero.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it looks like she's doing the Wakanda Forever thing on the card, which people are kind of mad about. Yeah, so that just happened right now while we're doing the podcast. I was whoa. Let me see what else is going on while I'm talking here. Oh, the new Batman. New Batman costume was revealed.
Right.
And that's not the new Batman. Hold on. Shoot, I look it up. New Batman costume. 2020. Let's do it. I'm not watching the videos. I want the audio to hear. That's all the sketches and whatnot. All right, I'm gonna have to play a video or something. I'm just gonna turn on the volume on my computer. I know you guys can't see it. I'm gonna hopefully get Bandicam on this computer. It's gonna be paid for it already, and we're gonna just record on this thing.
What?
We're gonna try to record on the computer from now on instead of recording on my phone.
Oh, okay.
Why is the Apple Card ad popping up? I don't care about the Apple Card. All right, so, I should have been on his Twitter. Matt Reeves, right? Yeah, something like that. I'm just going on his Twitter. I'll show you on Twitter. There it is. Media. The Batman camera test. Here we go. Let me put this at.
Can't see.
Well, it's blurry for intentional reasons. Okay, now pause. So that's the bat symbol right there.
Across
his chest. So that's how the front of the armor looks. This is a camera test. That's why it's so blurry. And then that's him underneath the cowl.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, it looks cool. I mean, I know you don't like Batman or anything like that. I mean, Batman's not really, I don't consider him a superhero. He's just a guy with a lot of money, just like Iron Man's not a superhero. I mean, he's a superhero, but he's just a guy with a lot of money. He's a rich guy that's smart. Whoa, why is Daredevil trending? Oh. People are comparing the new Batman suit to the Daredevil suit in the Daredevil show.
Oh, okay.
That's what's going on. That's why it's trending.
Okay, what else? What movies are coming out this week that we go and see?
Let me see what movies are coming out. Pops, that is it. Oh, Sonic the Hedgehog's coming out.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I'm surprised. I am surprised. It is the first video game movie to ever get a good rating on Rotten Tomatoes. is 65%. So it's just average. And it has a 94% audience score. So if you have a kid or if you're just into Sonic in general, go see it. I mean, my friends wanted to go see it tomorrow. And I'm like, I can't go tomorrow because I'm with Ashley. And plus, I promised mom I'm going to the movies with her. So I don't want to go tomorrow. So yeah, that's... That looks interesting. I like Jim Carrey. And that's like Jim Carrey's first movie in a while. What's it coming out?
What else is it coming out? What's that Call of the Wild? When's that coming out?
21st of February.
Oh.
That's based on the book, Call of the Wild. I never read the book. I think I've heard of it at least once. All right, what else? Downhill. What's Downhill about? You see, okay, I'm looking at the opening weekends on. Opening week.
Oh, yeah.
Rotten Tomatoes. That's right on the edge there. If it would load for me, please. Downhill. Oh, fittingly named for a remake whose charms are dwarfed by its superior source material. Downhill is frequently and frustratingly less than the sum of its talented parts. So it's a new movie about skiing, I guess. And there's not even any showtimes for it. I haven't heard this movie.
Why did they change that one movie's name?
They didn't change its name. That was only on, you know what? On, like, websites to get tickets.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so people would be, it'd be easier to find. Because it made $33 million last week. Weekend box office. $33 million, which isn't bad. But I don't know what the budget was. I can look at the budget. Actually, I'm going to look at the budget. Birds of Prey. Hold on. Birds of Prey. Look at the budget. Oh, shit. It made one third of its budget back in the first weekend. That's not good.
I mean, it cost them $90 million to make.
$93
million. Oh, okay.
Well, I hope it gets its money back. I mean, it looks good. I mean, all right. There's...
I know, Sammy said it was sort of slow.
I know he did, but I don't know. I'd rather see it for myself than
just... His girlfriend fell asleep.
Well, she falls asleep.
What he said. I'm just telling you what he said.
What's this? The photograph? Gorgeous visuals, an affecting love story, and simmering chemistry between Issa Rae and Lakeith Stanfield keep the photograph solidly focused. I never even heard of that.
That don't even sound good.
It's a love
story. Could be good,
this
but...
This looked weird.
Fantasy Island.
It's not even a critic thing yet. I thought it was coming out this Friday. Why isn't there no score or anything? What the hell? That's weird.
Oh, no.
All right. Okay. So it's a new spin on Fantasy Island. The enigmatic Mr. Rourke meets the secret dreams. Makes secret dreams of his lucky guests come true at a luxurious but remote tropical resort. But when the fantasies turn into nightmares, the guests have to solve the island's mystery in order to escape with their lives.
Oh, it must be a spooky
movie. No, it's Blumhouse. Blumhouse makes spooky movies. They like the rival.
Oh, okay.
And Portrait of a Lady on Fire.
What's that about?
Probably some like artistic movie or whatever. France 1760.
No, older movie. Okay.
It's a drama. All right.
Oh, okay.
Anything else coming out this weekend?
They gave them on tomatoes for that movie.
96%.
Yeah.
Anything else coming out that looks remotely interesting at all?
We might not be going to the movies. There might not be nothing good then.
Yeah.
That I like.
That's true. You fall asleep anyway.
I know, but...
What the hell? Okay, so this is at movies that are cheap to make more money. There we go. Enter the Fat Dragon. Ho, ho, ho. He's Asian and he's fat and he knows karate. Isn't that hilarious, Pops?
Yeah, he probably makes a fortune.
Yeah, you're probably right.
So... When's it gonna snow, I wonder?
Action and adventure comedy written by Jing Wong.
Oh, okay.
Now, it sounds like it's such a stereotypical name. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is.
You know what I mean? It sounds like it's such a stereotypical name, you know? I don't know. Apparently, Donnie Yen is a joy to watch. These are not Singapore Top Critic, Film Legacy, RTHK Radio 3. I didn't really get the point of it. Donnie Yen in a fat suit is still as agile and fast and as good as martial arts as he ever was. Donnie, that name sounds really familiar. I'm going to look at the cast. Oh, no, there is no cast. Huh, okay. So what's his name? Donnie Yen.
That's the cat.
The fat dragon. Guys, Donnie Yen, the fat dragon. Oh, man. Oh, damn it. And so earlier, I dumped that tropical punch drink. Yeah. And I thought it was empty on my keyboard.
What? Oh.
So my keyboard is sticky. I was wondering why, but I forgot. I probably missed some.
Why don't you shut it off and then use a...
Well, I don't want to shut it off now. Do it on the podcast.
Right.
I need to use like a Clorox.
Well, that means you should take your stuff down instead of leaving it on your desk, right?
Well, it's my keyboard's on. Is it the... Whatever, man. Oh, okay. Donnie Yen. Ain't the guy? He's going to be in the new Mulan movie. And I think he was in Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. Knew it. Boom. That's where I knew him from.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know why he's in that. Disgrace of a movie.
Why not?
I mean, more money.
It might be funny.
It might be, but I don't even see a score for it. Maybe it's only in like Korea or Singapore or something.
Maybe it's not over here yet.
Overseas. What's that? Buffaloed? That? Who is that? That actress looks familiar. Zoe Dutch? When's it come out? It comes out on limited time only. Like, not limited time, but limited theaters. Like, literally, 100 select theaters will be out. What the hell? I don't know what this movie's about. Okay, anyway. That's enough about movies.
for one
showtime. Let me see what time it is.
Okay.
Right. Now, let me think. What else is going on right now? Well, sad news. They found a little girl.
A little girl they found, yeah. And dead.
She's dead, which is awful. Yeah. And I hope...
I think she was like 6 or something.
I hope whoever, like, killed her gets caught.
And dies.
That's what we think. Because I hate people that... Like, what's the point of killing a kid?
Yeah, right.
Like what's the point of killing anybody, honestly? Like, I
that's going to kill you. Right?
Yeah, but, like, if it's a 6-year-old kid.
I know.
Really? What the fuck's the problem?
So.
Alright, well, anyway. And also over the week, Yang dropped out the presidential run, which.
One less Democrat to.
Well, yeah.
But now, now the Democrats are worried about the socialists. Bernie Sanders.
Well, no, that's because Bernie Sanders is probably one of the guys that might get in as the.
He's going to run.
But, you know, I was rooting for Yang because, I don't know, I thought his ideas were cool. I don't know. I like the whole an extra $1,000 a month.
What are they going to get the money to do?
Tax
that?
The rich.
No.
Tax Amazon, tax Google.
They raise do their prices. Tax. Yeah, that's right. That's what they'll do. And then you'll be paying it.
Yep. You're right. Fair enough.
Right.
I'm just saying, like, he's out now, which is awful. He said he might come back for 2024.
I think what's his name?
Bloomberg.
I think that's a waste. He's wasting so much money.
Yeah, he's already rich.
He's worth $54 billion, I think.
Holy
or something.
Shit!
He's like the 9th richest guy in the world.
I know that.
Yeah, he is. So, yeah. Well, why would you want?
No, I'm.
That happened to us last week.
I know it did.
Don't say that. So, we were talking so much and ended up stopping. Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, that never happened before.
So, we went on YouTube last week. It's only our second time.
We were on YouTube for restaurant shows. We are on YouTube for.
This is our first one.
On YouTube.
Right.
We're thinking about redoing all of them, putting them on YouTube, but I don't know. It's a while. So, if you guys want that, smash the like button and subscribe to the channel.
We might do the marijuana one, maybe.
The marijuana one, the first one, I think we should do on YouTube. We should redo on YouTube.
About the girl with the shit running down the way.
Yeah, we should redo those too on YouTube. If you guys want those, smash that like button. I feel like YouTubers, they all say that.
What's that?
Smash that like button.
What's the like button?
It's a little button that like promotes your channel.
Oh.
Press it.
Nope, I don't know.
So it'll like. Smash it! Smash, you guys! If you want to learn more about the video, smash the like button right now. Yeah, they're so dumb. They're all like, "Oh, I really don't care." We're trying to do it anyway. If you don't smash
right.
The button,
we can always give you comments. We don't care.
Say what you think.
We had some good comments from our
other people. We
from our from our restaurant junkie one.
Yeah,
so.
Good work. Keep it up and amazingly epic for people that have more subscribers than us.
Way more
subscribers than us. I have. On the channel we're using, my channel, I only have 20 subscribers on it. Like, no, 19. So.
Oh, that's okay.
So. Like, it's better than nothing. That's why I started all on that one. And plus, so we have a head start to get up to the 10,000. We need to start making money on
10,000.
Hey, man. Okay, we already have an 800 head start. We have an 800 head start. So my other video is altogether at 800.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because I made one video when I was like 13 on YouTube. I put it on YouTube and it got 447 views. I don't know how. Me playing Roblox and freaking out.
So
it's whatever, huh?
Yeah, if you need know anything that would help us,
email us or comment on YouTube video.
Right.
Is that what we can see that, honestly?
We're all good.
We don't care. If you think
we listen
wrong,
to everybody.
Tell us.
So, yeah. So, okay. You want to put
the
advertiser for us?
Yeah, put that in.
Okay.
All right.
Now we got to wait here.
All right.
We're still recording.
Yeah, I know. I got to stop. All right. We'll see you guys in the ad. See, that's what it is. Say bye for now.
All right. Bye.
And okay. We're back.
With our broadcast. Yeah, here we go. What are we going to talk about now?
The American Dream.
Oh, the American Dream. What is the American Dream?
I think the American Dream is owning your own house. Yeah, have a family, wife, kid, whatever, kids.
Right.
Doesn't matter. And a good paying job.
Cars.
A car or a couple of cars, whatever. Everyone has their own definition of the American Dream.
You think I'm living the American Dream?
I mean, you're not rich. I mean,
a sucky job,
yeah.
No, not really, but
I know the
American Dream could be a lot of things.
Everyone thinks differently. It could be their American Dream.
You think you'll ever own a house the way houses cost?
I hope so, one day.
Yeah. So the way they pay these people, you think they'll ever have an American Dream? Some people, like where I work,
you know, I was thinking you
like
should
attempts,
start up. You know,
like
you know,
what?
You know what you should start doing? You should be one of those people that my teacher is telling me he does this as a side job.
What's that?
And over the summertime, he flips houses. He buys them, flips them, and resells them for a higher price.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay to do.
Honestly, that's
one friend made a lot of money doing that.
You probably could make a lot of money doing that. You just buy a house for $100,000, you flip it, not even.
You buy them real cheap, like your brother's house.
Oh.
And then you buy it real cheap, and then you fix them up, and then you sell.
You sell it for more.
Yeah, you sell for like $20,000-$30,000 more, and then you get that $30,000, and you buy another house, and that's what you keep on doing.
You can make money in the long run.
Right.
Honestly,
sometimes it takes a lot of work.
I'd rather see what I would do when I want to buy a house. I'd buy a house that's a fixer-upper on purpose, so I could fix it up myself.
No, the best thing to do is to buy a house with an apartment and your house.
Yeah.
And that way,
you can
part of
the
mortgage.
Apartment.
Yeah, rent out the apartment. And then eventually, if you want a bigger house, you could always sell that house or rent out both places and buy another house.
I always wanted a house. I always wanted to live with friends, like have a friend house. But realistically, that probably won't happen only because people won't want to pay their part. And stuff like that.
And if you're friends, sometimes you start fighting and you're not friends. It's better not to do that.
Yeah.
So. I never did that.
It'd be a difficult thing to do, I think, personally. But I would like to try it. I mean, I don't know how you even try that. I know like podcasters and YouTubers and whatnot have their own office or house. Like, I think the Misfits or one of those groups had a house where they would live, live with each other and whatnot.
Right.
And they couldn't stand it.
Right. I wouldn't mind having a commune where everybody's like, what? That'd be cool. I want a big bunch of property. Everybody work on the property, live all together.
Have a farm, like pig farm.
Right, like a farm, right. Carrots, everybody beans. Works. All the money goes into the pot, or you can divide the money, whatever, you know? I think that's a cool thing. I do, seriously. When I was a kid, I used to go to a commune and get pot.
Really?
These college kids lived together some farmer left them living in this house all together. And they used to go there. Yeah, that was cool. It was cool. That was many years ago. I don't know. I guess there's communes out today yet, probably.
Yeah.
Like that one place that guarded That music festival. Woodstock. The pig farm?
Yeah.
That's a commune.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're still around.
Oh.
Yeah, didn't you know that?
Hey, Pops, you know what I'm just thinking of doing?
What's that?
Well, this is classified information, which might not happen. But I was just thinking about it. It'll be fun to do, Pops.
What?
If I knew how to do it, if I could figure out how to do it.
What's that?
If we sat here and we wouldn't post the whole thing on YouTube. It'd be too long to post on YouTube. But we would definitely do.
What?
We would sit here and watch a movie and talk. Like, do a commentary track on it. You know what a commentary is? Where you talk over the movie.
Oh, yeah, like you do on for gaming.
Yeah, but you're not doing it. You're just sitting there watching a movie, and you're like, yeah, I can do it. That'd be cool to do. And you know what else?
I'd probably fall asleep.
You know what else you could do?
What?
Well, to even put the YouTube video out, what we could do is we could have a Patreon page. Which means they have to pay to watch the video.
No, I don't want to do that.
Yes, do it. We're monetizing you guys. Yep.
No,
you
I
guys
right there
are watching. We're not monetizing you.
No.
No. But it would be a cool idea in theory, but we couldn't post the whole thing on YouTube. It'd be, for example, like 2.5 hours long.
Right.
And fuck that. We're not doing.
What did that say about American Dream?
The American Dream is a national ethos of the United States. The set of ideals in which freedom includes the opportunity for prosperity and success, as well as an upward social mobility for the family and children, achieved through hard work in a society with few barriers. What's your American dream?
What's my American dream?
What is your idea of the American dream, Pops?
Having enough money so when you want to go and buy a car, you can.
It's not like be rich.
Not rich. Just having enough money to buy a car.
That's basically like... That's like...
Maybe not having like, $1 million, but maybe like...
100,000?
Like 40,000, yeah, like that in the bank. So in case you have a problem that comes up, you can pay for it. That's no credit card. That'd be the American dream.
You remember that? Hey, Pops. Remember that movie that documentary showed you, American Factory?
Yeah.
Guess what that won?
What?
An Oscar for best documentary.
Oh, did
it? Yeah, let's get back. Let's get into the Oscars of 2020. You said last week you talk about them. And now that weird segue, we are going to talk about them. Let me go to winners. We're talking about some controversial things.
That Korean guy got the movie.
I know, I can't believe that.
That movie any good?
I've heard it was really good. I've heard from my friend that goes and sees those movies, like Parasite, that it's really good. All right, so Parasite won Best Picture, which people are mad about. It also won Best Foreign Film.
Right.
And this one guy on YouTube is so mad. He's like, Joker should have won Best Picture. And I'm like, you're wrong, because Joker is just a copy of an older movie.
They just redid a movie.
They basically redid a movie. It's all they did. Which that movie is, it takes inspiration from The King of Comedy, which is a Martin Scorsese movie, and Taxi Driver, which is a Martin Scorsese movie.
Oh, okay.
Best Actor, Joaquin Phoenix, which I knew was going to happen.
Who?
The guy played the Joker.
Oh, really?
I knew he was going to do that. But I mean, look at all the winners. Best Supporting Actor, Brad Pitt for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which I expected.
That was a good movie.
Oh, yeah, okay. You were like asleep for half of it.
Yeah, well, the half I seen was good.
Yeah, I mean, I think you saw the ending part where he, spoiler alert, where he was like being up to Manson family people.
Oh.
That was the best part of the whole movie. Okay, this makes me mad. Renee Zellweger won Best Actress for Judy. Who, in the audience, who the fuck has seen Judy? Be honest in the comments. Tell me if you've seen Judy or not. So I haven't heard of that movie. The runners up were Scarlett Johansson, Saoirse Ronan, Cynthia Erivo, and Charlize Theron. Which I don't know who Cynthia Erivo is or Saoirse Ronan is, but they're probably all amazing actresses in general. But I never heard of the movie Judy.
I never heard of it either.
I think it's in Redbox, and I'm not renting it. I never heard of that. All right. And Laura Dern won an Oscar for Marriage Story, which you know who Laura Dern is, right?
No.
From Jurassic Park. She's from the first Jurassic Park movie.
Hey, you know what, though? Right. This show, the Oscars, was the lowest...
Viewed one
so far. So I think if people are getting sick of the bullcrap from them, and they say a lot of bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that.
That's because like
the two they bring up what do they call it?
Political
stuff all the time.
Yeah, which
and a bunch of crap.
It shouldn't be a platform for political things. I understand like the one guy said that the guy played that Joker, he said that you know, you sitting there and saying I'm supporting a charity doesn't, you're not, you should actually go out and do something for that charity.
Right.
That's what he said. And I don't know, does it the Oscars or the last thing he was at? He said something along those lines. I don't know what his speech for the Oscars were this at all.
But they always get political views, which the way off the beaten path.
Oh, yeah. Also, that Bong Joon-ho won Best Director for Parasite, too.
Oh, really?
He won, I think, 3 altogether they won. You know what his speech was? People were mad about it. Because he didn't know English well. He said, great honor. Thank you. And then he gave the rest of his speech in Korean. Oh, because he's no American. I mean, it's not his fault. He was born in South Korea. Like, and Joker won Best Original Music Score. Toy Story 4 won Best Animated Film. Best Foreign Language Film, Parasite again.
We only have 3 minutes.
No, not on that we don't.
No, but that we do.
No, we don't, because we already, remember we cut it.
Oh, that's why we cut it. Okay. I'm always worried now.
We're making sure. Best Original Screenplay, Parasite again. Best Documentary Feature, American Factory.
That was a good movie. I like that movie.
Best Adapted Screenplay, Jojo Rabbit, which I want to see.
What?
That one about the kid having the imaginary friend being Hitler.
Oh,
I want to see that. So that looks so funny. Best Original Song, I'm Gonna Love Me Again by Elton John.
You see what they gave, how much the gift bags cost they gave everybody that went there? $250,000 each.
The fuck were in a gift bag?
I don't know.
I'm done with the Oscar talk.
Okay.
Okay. Best Original Song, I'm Gonna Love Me Again with Elton John. That's cheating. Elton John's a famous singer. That's cheating, man. I mean, like, they're all famous singers, I guess. Like, Randy Newman and Diane Warren and Cynthia Erivo. But, really? I'm Gonna Love Me Again? Roger Deakins for 1917, Best Cinematography. Best Sound Mixing, 1917. Best Visual Effects, 1917.
What's 1917?
It's about World War One. It looks like it's all shot in one shot. The edit's so, like, well, it looks like all one scene is shot.
Oh, okay.
Best Costume Design, Jacqueline Duran, Little Women. Best Production Design, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Nancy Hale and Barbara Ling. Best Animated Short Film, Hair Love. Live Action Short Film, The Neighbor's Window. Best Film Editing, Ford vs. Ferrari. That was a good movie. That movie was sad.
Best Podcast, Pops and JQT.
Oh, man, there it is. Right there. Honestly, you can't have said
you
that.
There you go, yeah.
You can't be nominated for the Best Podcast.
Yeah, right.
That's going to be the thumbnail.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I never heard of Bombshell, but that won Best Makeup and Hairstyling. Ford vs. Ferrari won...
You know, they come with all their jewels and
jewelry,
dresses whatnot. That cost thousands of dollars. They leave the limos running and all that, you know?
I know some do, but do you think all actors care about the fans and whatnot?
It's just a job, just like our job.
Well, yeah, I know, but like, okay, like, for example, do you think... Like, okay, a person that puts superheroes, so I'll just give it this. I'm thinking about a. Let me give an example. Okay, Brie Larson, right? She plays Captain Marvel in the Marvel movies. She's a good actress. I'll give her that. She's a good actress. But do you think she, like, really cares about the fans? I don't know. I'm weird about that. Best Short Documentary, Learning to Skateboard in a War Zone. My teacher told me about that one, about this, I heard about it. I've heard it was good from my teacher, Motep. Where they're literally, a young Afghan girl is learning to read, write, and skateboard in Kabul. During a war, near a war zone. That one by Oscar. But yeah, I don't know. Some certain actors, I don't think, care about their fans that much. Personally, I mean, honestly, and all don't. Like, I think a lot of them do, and a lot of them are grateful for their fans, and, like, if they... Wouldn't have those fans, they wouldn't be here today.
Right.
But, I don't know. Certain ones are different. All right, now, what were we going to talk about after... I forget what I was going to say after the Oscar talk. I was going to look up. Shit.
What was in their gift bag?
Oh, okay, that's right. So I have a bad memory. What was in the Oscar swag bag? That's what it's called, swag bag. Inside a $225,000 Oscar swag bag, gift bag, from Antarctic cruise to a gold vape pen to a smart bra. I feel like that's like an over, you know. I'm trying to like skip over to most of the.
They must have got a trip in that, all of them.
I feel like they probably have. Okay.
Who got them? Everybody.
I think so. Yeah, that are all the winners. I don't know. Smart bra. Okay. I'm not gonna read this Forbes article because Forbes. I don't like Forbes. There's a video. I'm just gonna watch the video with the volume down. What is the cat? Is there a? Can I read it? No, I can't. All right.
I can hear what they're saying.
I'm gonna guess.
Oh, you're gonna read lips.
I can read lips. Yes.
Probably. Yeah. So, right.
The video will begin in 30 seconds. All right. So anyway, a lot of 30 seconds is loading. It's a ad for a washer. Let's say thank you to everyone watching this right now.
Right.
To all our fans and listeners.
We're trying to have fun time.
We're trying to have fun. We're trying to, you know, just do it and hopefully get enough views where we can start making a little bit of money.
Maybe.
And maybe a little bit of money on YouTube. Or just make, you know, we just do this for fun, guys.
Okay, here you go. All right,
here we go.
Listen to it.
Mom! Oh my gosh. What? I'm going to hit her. Mom, we're doing the podcast.
Yeah.
Because it's...
Okay, we'll call you back.
Yeah, we'll call you back. I stopped recording the video. Bye. Okay. Hey guys, I forgot I was recording. So
I told you.
Whatever, it's fine.
Didn't I tell you to shut your phone off?
I'm recording on my phone.
Can you shut it off? No.
How am I recording to shut it off?
Oh.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
See, it happened again. See.
Turn it up a little bit.
Let me get back to the beginning of it. Hold on. Sorry for a weird cut, guys. My mother called me.
Yeah. All right. We're using his phone.
Can we use my phone?
That's why we have to get a regular camera.
I'm getting the webcam to use the next time.
Yeah. Right.
So we can go off about you guys. We stopped, and now we're back to where we were. So now the video is ready to start for real watch.
Right.
Just a little bit. This is the Today Show, the Today.com website. It's NBC. All right, it's for the Oscars.
Oh.
Is my audio on?
Can't hear you.
Yeah, my audio's on over here. All right, so let's see. What the fuck? Why do you need this stuff?
I don't know.
What? I guess another company does it.
Better. Okay, so.
So that's strange. Yeah, yacht. I pause it.
So, how many minutes?
We have 17.
Oh, okay.
That's weird. I will say that. That is strange.
I guess it's out for advertisement or something. I guess, I don't know.
But $225,000 a bag. Is like, they gotta give it back to like.
I don't know how many people.
Let's just say that about all together to 20 people, hypothetically speaking. That's like, that's a lot.
$5 million.
$5 million?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Around $5 million, yeah.
I'm proving Pops wrong. I'm the Google calculator. Honestly, yeah. Honestly, if he's right, 225,000
times 20.
4,500,000. Ha ha, Pops. You were wrong.
Wait, no, it can't be. Oh, 225. I was thinking 250. Okay.
This guy. Can you believe him right now?
Yeah.
Can't even do math. Just like his son.
Yeah, right.
Just like his son.
Yeah.
Just
like his son. Okay, so what are you thinking?
Anything else? I'm trying to think.
Talked about American Dream.
Talked about all that happened this week, I think.
Yeah.
I think
so. Okay, how do they get a hold of us?
Twitter, Pops Jakey. We have Instagram, Pop Chickadee Podcast. We have a fan group on Facebook called the Pop Chickadee Fan Group.
And how do they watch the video?
You watch it on YouTube at youtube.com/JKT. That's my channel. I've had that before we did the podcast. So youtube.com/JKT, or just look up JKT all caps in the YouTube search.
Oh, okay.
You'll find it, I'm sure. And if you do find it, and if you know you know how you know it's me, my face is a picture. It's a picture. It's a picture of my face in black and white. Anything else you can get a hold of? So, the email is at popgtpodcast@gmail.com. I think that's all.
Okay.
All right.
Well, now have a good week, everybody. And we'll hear from us on Tuesday. What are we going to eat?
I don't know.
Yeah, we're going to that bar, tavern.
Oh, I don't know what it's called. Shit.
Not Slate Belt.
Is it Slate Belt? I thought it was Slate Belt.
I'm not sure. We're going there to eat and see how the burgers are, which we're getting tired of eating burgers.
Yeah, we beat 10. That's not Slate Belt. That's
been banger. No, that's not it.
Okay, where is that? I can look at it from maps. Where's the Walmart that we go to?
It's on 248.
248 Walmart. Okay, now here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna Google Map it by scrolling through Google Maps and trying to find it on the Google Maps. I'll show you. Maps. All right, here we go. Guys, this is gonna be a first time thing. I'm gonna drag through maps going the right way on a road. Okay. So now we go this way, go this way, go this way. Go this way, go this way, go this way. There's the Nazareth Diner, Dollar Tree. Let me do that. Okay. This way, this way, this way, this way. Let me go this way, I think.
Yeah.
No, wait. What road do we turn on to?
You're lost.
No, there it is. Like the Slate Quarry Hotel.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Okay.
Okay.
There we go. That's where we plan on going anyhow. So we
figured out where it was. But, and look up what the ratings are so we can tell you. Oh, we can't tell you, but so we can just 4 out of 5 stars.
So it's supposed to be a good place to eat.
333 reviews. Let's see if it lives up to the Pop Chickadee standards.
So we're going to go there and see how the food is. And, you'll hear from us on Tuesday.
Yeah.
So, everybody, have a good night.
Sorry for a weird edit, guys. We're not trying to get this sorted out by next Tuesday.
All right. What's that?
Try to get it so I can use my webcam instead of use my phone.
Okay. Have a good night, everybody. Have a good week. Okay. Right. Have fun.
Yep. Have fun. Bye bye. And, right, we're not done yet. Bye, guys.
Bye bye.
Bye, guys, people.